It is obvious that we can no more explain passion to a person who has never experienced it than we can explain light to the blind. Welcome to The Daily Drive. I'm your host, Ken Knorr. This show is dedicated to keeping you educated, informed, and most importantly, driven to succeed. We want your feedback, so call us at 1-800-437-5121. Everyone on The Daily Drive Show team hopes that you enjoy this show. Welcome to The Daily Drive. We're so incredibly excited that you're here. I'm so glad that you came back to hear us again today. And I'm excited to continue the announcement from yesterday. We now have a feedback line. And if you get to the end of the show and you want to give us some feedback about what you thought about today's show, I'll invite you to call 1-800-437-5121. Again, that's 1-800-437-5121, and we will be glad, if your submission makes sense, to play on the air. I'd love to get your feedback about all the shows that we're doing. Also, super excited to remind you that we are now available as an Amazon skill, as an Amazon daily briefing, a skill for Alexa. You just need to go in and install the Daily Drive Show skill, and you will be able to listen to the Daily Drive Show as part of your daily briefing. Anyway, let's move on to the real point of this show. Today, we are going to talk about passion. And while the quote at the beginning of the show said it's very difficult to describe passion if you've never experienced it, we're going to try to tell you why passion is so important. A person with passion typically exudes confidence, and confidence creates value for themselves and others by leading the way, not showing the way. Professionals who are confident are great leaders and earn the respect and confidence of others. Passion creates excitement. Excitement is something that can be shared and creates organized value, not disarray. Professionals who are excited create enthusiasm in their teams and others and are viewed as great supporters. Passion is contagious. When you're passionate, you make those around you feel excited and everyone wins. A person who exudes passion creates group dynamics and value, not dissension. Professionals who are passionate maximize the energy of the team and are viewed as great mentors. Why passion is so important? See, when we're enthusiastic and proud of the work we do, the better equipped we'll be to overcome the many obstacles that will surely arise in the process of starting a business, expanding a business, and growing a successful business. Also, the more enthusiasm we have, the more inclined we are to work harder at improving ourselves. This will continue to allow us to get better at the work we do. The better we get at our work, the better we can get paid for doing it. Improving ourselves in our craft takes commitment, and if we're passionate about it, then we naturally want to improve ourselves. One of the most successful companies in the world today is Apple. When we think of Apple, we also think of Apple's ex-CEO, the late Steve Jobs. Carmen Gallo wrote an article titled "The 7 Successful Principles of Steve Jobs," which outlines 7 key factors that are responsible for job success. The article is based on multiple interviews with Apple employees and Steve Jobs himself. Believe it or not, the number one principle in this article is do what you love. Steve Jobs believed in the power of passion, and once said, people with passion can change the world for better. But let's actually hear what Steve Jobs said from his own mouth.
People say you have to have a lot of passion for what you're doing, and it's totally true. And the reason is because it's so hard that if you don't, any rational person would give up. It's really hard, and you have to do it over a sustained period of time. So if you don't love it, if you're not having fun doing it, you don't really love it, you're going to give up.
We hear so much about knowing your why, and there's a reason. You have to be aware of what drives you, what you're working towards, and why it's important to you. When you don't have clarity on these things, challenges and obstacles can really become a major distraction and take you off course. But when you're really passionate about what you do, quitting isn't an option. The saying, where there's a will, there's a way, it's the truth. When you're committed to your goals, the universe conspires with you to make them reality. It helps you close the deal, make the sale, do what you got to do. Because people believe in you, they can see passion inside of you. You have to do something you truly love. Let's talk about Chris Gardner. And if you haven't heard about Chris Gardner, I'm surprised, but it was back in the 80s. Chris Gardner was once a homeless man. He lived in a bathroom with this child. And if you want to learn more about him, definitely go check out YouTube. There's some videos out there from when he appeared on 2020. He was the homeless man turned multimillionaire stockbroker. Will Smith played in a movie called The Pursuit of Happiness, and that happiness is spelled with a Y in the middle. That's a kind of intentional. Do a little research and learn about this. He once expressed what he believes is the secret to success. He stated that he believes the secret is to find something you love to do so much you can't wait for the sun to rise to do it all over again. That's a fantastic quote. But I also want you to hear from his mouth what he says about passion.
You got to have a plan. Everybody's got a dream. Everybody's got a goal. What's the plan? And your plan has got to have something I call the C5 complex. Your plan has got to be clear, concise, compelling, consistent, and committed. You got to have a plan. And when you're trying to do something that you're truly passionate about, there is no plan B. Plan B sucks. You got to have a plan. I mean, think about that for a second. Three examples. Michael Jordan won 6 NBA championships with the Chicago Bulls because he was committed to plan A, not plan B. Oprah Winfrey became the queen of all media because she was committed to plan A, not plan B. Whatever your politics are, Barack Obama is sitting in the White House because he was committed to plan A, not plan B. Plan B sucks.
If you're passionate, there's no plan B because you love what you do. True success is much more than having a lot of wealth or fame. Enjoying the work you do in most ways is more important than having a large bank account. Plus, if you enjoy the work you do, there's a greater chance you will do great work and get paid accordingly. If you're thinking about starting your own business, or you're just struggling with this in your own personal path, your own personal journey, you may need to think about what you're passionate about. It may not be easy, but chances are it'll be worth the effort. So discover your passions. I'm passionate about delivering great information to you, the listener. And I hope that you'll join me again tomorrow on your daily drive. Talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening, and thanks to our sponsor, That Company.
Why should you work with That Company as your private label or reseller partner? instead of those other guys? Because we get results for your clients. That's why we're the private label provider of choice for some of the biggest names in the digital industry. You just don't know it.
If you want to give us feedback, call us now at 1-800-437-5121 or drop by dailydriveshow.com. Make sure you add us to your Alexa daily briefing skill. Don't forget that you can listen to us live every day on WQBQ at 7:30 a.m. The show wouldn't be possible without the Daily Drive Show team, web guru Taj Royer, executive producer Josh Cardoza, and the social media a man with the plan, Roy Wilson. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow.